Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz entitled, Thank You Lord.
A short introduction. So we are in the book of Judges, and that's just after Israel's has entered the promised land. And so he's in that place. But once they have a good judge, like a good leader, things are going well. They seek to follow God. And when that leader dies, things are not going so well. So this is the only leader who's a female in the book of Judges. And we're going to hear a bit about her story.
Judges 5. Then Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, when locks are long in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes, to the Lord I will sing. I will make melody to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the region of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens poured. The clouds of deep poured water. The mountains quaked before the Lord. The one of Sinai before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, caravans ceased and travelers kept to the byways. The peasantries prospered in Israel. They grew fat on plunder because you arose. Deborah arose as a mother in Israel when new gods were chosen, when war was in the gates. Was shield or spear to be seen amongst 40,000 in Israel? My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel who offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord. Tell of it, you who rode on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who walk by the way, to the sound of musicians at the watering places. There they repeat the triumphs of the Lord, the triumphs of his peasantry in Israel. Then down to the gates marched the people of Israel. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song. Most blessed of the women be Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, of the tent-dwelling woman, most blessed. He asked water, and she gave him milk. She brought him curds in a lordy bone. She put her hand to the tent peg, and her right hand to the workman's mallet. She struck Sisera a blow. She crushed his head. She shattered and pierced his temple. He sank, he fell, he lay still at her feet. At her feet he sank, he fell. Where he sank, there he fell dead. Out of the window she peered, the mother of Sisera, gazed through the lattice. Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the hoofbeats of his chariots? His wisest ladies made answer. Indeed, she answers the question herself. Are they not finding and dividing the spoil? A girl or two for every man? Spoils of dyed stuffs for Sisera? Spoils of dyed stuffs embroidered? 2 pieces of dyed work embroidered for my neck as spoil? So perish all you enemies, O Lord. But may your friends be like the sun as it rises in its might, and the land have rest for 40 years.
Oh, he did it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Yes,
quite. I think they needed 40 reading. Years, didn't they?
Oh, they needed 40 rest. Years. 40 years of
dear,
heat.
Oh dear.
But it had to go at a cost.
Mm.
And then, Leslie, thank you for reading then Luke chapter 13, starting on verse 22.
Yes, the narrow door. Then Jesus, went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? He said to them, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, sir, open this door for us. But he will answer, I do not know you or where you come from. Then you will say, we ate and drank with you, and you taught us in the streets. But he will reply, I do not know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west, north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, these are those who are, there are those who are last, but will be first, and the first will be last. Jesus' sorrow for Jerusalem. At that time, Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, please leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you. He replied, go and tell the fox. I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing. Look, your house is left to the desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Thank you so very much, both to Leslie and Joycey. So let's quickly start with Deborah and that reading. If you didn't know, there are some key women in the Old Testament, and this is one of them. Deborah was a judge. Just here, a little paragraph, the only female judge, the only one to be called a prophet, and the only one described as performing the judicial function. So we just heard at the end of this passage that for 40 days there was peace, and then she then was also functioning as a judge to make decisions on matter of the Jewish law and the way it meant to be a people that express God's intention where they were living. And so she was this decisive figure. We just learned in the defeat of the Canaanite, and there are two then passages, Judges 4, which is more of a poem, and what we just read, which is a Song of Deborah. It's kind of a poem too. And in that story, we hear about a battle, and we hear about another character called Jael, or Jael, who, if you didn't get it through that poetic reading, what basically happened is that she waited for the enemy to fall asleep, Sisera, and then came in with, a tent peg, and put the tent peg through his temple and nailed him, we could say, nailed him to the ground through the head. So quite a gruesome picture. But she was instrumental in bringing, at the end, peace, defeating the enemy. Sorry, I have my dog who's barking for whatever reason. But it made me also think of how often do I really pray when I pray for the army? Do I pray for the women who are part of our military forces? And often in my head, when I pray for the army, is often, you know, kind of a big number of men going there. But there is lots of brave and committed women who feels that's their way to serve their country. And so we could think about the women in the military forces and their role, whether it's on front line or whether they are there with a more supporting or caring role in the medical corps and other places. But it's also, of course, thinking of those women who are in places of power, whether it is in our criminal justice, whether it is in our leadership, thinking about the election. So what are those women that we might know that we today want to pray that they will be instruments of justice and mercy and wisdom and bringing? At the end of the day, Deborah was an instrument that brought peace for 40 years. And the importance of good leadership that can bring peace and prosperity in communities, countries, and around the world. Jesus speaks of, in one way, something similar about being conscious of the decisions we make and to be aware of what is important in life. Jesus was very much aware of what his role was, and so he wasn't taken aback when some Pharisees came and says, you know, go away, do something else, because Herod seeks to kill you. And he wasn't taken aback because he knew he was doing what he was called to do. He knew where it would end. And he wasn't then shaken even by the news that possibly someone tries to kill him. So he says, I need to do the work I'm called to do today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will finish my work. He knew that that would end in Jerusalem, and he knew that it would end in death. And at the moment, he was fully aware of what he had to do. And the same was about the entering by this narrow door is spending our time on earth with thinking our time is limited and we are called to think about eternity. And God has made a way for us to enter that eternity, and it's through Jesus. The narrow door is there is only one place, one way. It's one person. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only door. And so you could say there is only a one door. There is no more other doors for salvation. And so we are called to take time to understand who Jesus is. And if we have commit our life to him, to grow in his desires and intentions, to do the kind of things that he wants us to do, and be the kind of person that can then attract others to know the love and the grace and the mercy of God. So let's pray for all those who have given their life to God, that we will continue to be a testimony to others. Let's pray for a woman in places of authority, whether it's in our communities, in the judicial service, in the army. Let's pray that God will bless their work. And let's pray for me as a man, all the women that have been influential in my life. Certainly my mother, the mother figure that I had in churches as I was traveling, and they were formative to me. And I can think of all my teachers in secondary and primary school and how influential they were to me. So let's pray and give thanks to God for them. Heavenly Father, today we celebrate and remember all those women who have been a blessing in our lives and in my life. Starting with, for each of us, the one that brought us to life. Our moms who gave us birth. And for those who found that relationship a challenge, we know that you also provide many mother figures, whether through our time in primary and secondary school, whether through our life in community, our church life, or other mother figures that we had in our own family, a grandma, an aunt. We thank you for the care, the wisdom, the directions that they gave us. And I thank you today for Leslie, Lynn, for Joycey, all those in our church, for how you made them and how you care and love them. We think of all the women who are in places of leadership and authority, and how at times, just because they're women, it's much harder. We pray you will give them strength, the knowledge that you are with them, that you've called them to those places, even places like the army. We pray that when there is injustice or discrimination, that their voices will be heard. That particularly people like me, man, will be instrumental in voicing their voices and ensuring that things are done in the right way and with justice.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.